Hey guys, let's talk about Cachasol tequila. I got to do an interview with Monty and talk about this whole process, the tequila they make and their facility in Nayarit near Puerto Vallarta, where they're making Ricea and creating a fantastic experience. And I needed to hurry up and do the review on this one because I'm running out. This tequila, to me, can be an everyday drinker. It is so good. Today, I am drinking the Cachasol Epic, which the Epic is their still strength, coming in at 96 proof. And I'm telling you, it is packed full of flavor. It's absolutely amazing. And Jimmy Sousa, the master distiller, is just killing it with this tequila and the way that they're making this. Again, NOM 1522, right there in Amatatan. All valleys, agaves, they're using a low-pressure autoclave. And I got to tell you, the way that Jimmy Sousa tweaks the pressure and the heat in that autoclave has made some of the sweetest agave I've ever stood and tasted right out of an oven. So it's doing a phenomenal job. They go into a really cool roller mill, twice distillation, of course, and then stainless steel tanks for fermentation. And they're doing something a little bit different there because Monty, the owner, comes from the beer world. They're using an IPA yeast to make this, and it changes that flavor profile quite a bit. It's pretty awesome. Again, I mentioned that it came in at a higher proof, that it's 96 proof, 48 ABV. Higher alcohol content really ramps up the agave nose that you can get off of this. I can smell this since I poured it in the glass without even digging into it, but let's do it. You get cooked agave, of course. You get this little bit of this funkiness that you get. It's absolutely fantastic. There's a couple of different smells that are a little different in it as well. And I pick up a little bit of a citrus note, which I normally wouldn't find in a tequila made in the Valley region. And the funkiness is really there too. So let's go ahead and give this one a taste. Okay, now the mouthfeel on this one is good. The sweetness is really awesome. The cooked agave flavor that you get is amazing. But I got to tell you, there's a little bit something different there. It doesn't drink like it's a high proof tequila. It drinks like a normal Blanco to me. And you get a pepperiness in the finish, but I also pick up a citrus. I can't really tell if it's orange, definitely limey flavored. Got a lot of minerality, a lot of vegetal notes. There's a really nice piece of vanilla in there. And then the finish is it's peppery with a little bit of anise coming in at the end of that. A really good, extremely good balanced tequila. Cachasol, it's catching the sun. You got to check this stuff out. It is absolutely amazing. Jimmy Sals has done a phenomenal job. I can't wait to travel down to Nayarit and go visit their facility and do their entire agave spirit experience. Check it out on their website. I'll put the website up here. They got some great videos, some great pictures. The interview with Monty was also really insightful. He shows pictures of the earthen pit, the clay pot that they use, the barrels that they use to make their ricea. So check it out. If you've had Cachasol, leave me a message in the comments of what you thought of Cachasol tequila. And if there's any tequilas that you want me to review, definitely mention them. And also, if you're ever in the Indianapolis area and you want to sit down at this bar and do a review with me, let me know. Have a great night.